CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, I got Bobby to bed. Can I help you with anything here in the garden?
Yeah, well, there's always weeding to do.
Seems funny not to have Betsy here, doesn't it?
No, honey.
3 whole days, not one word from her. We don't even know how she got to her first night of camp. Did she cry her heart out?
Oh, boy. Well, if she did, she's all right now. Oh, boy, that's hard work. Nobody from camp has called us. You don't expect her to spend her time writing letters to us. Pete says she's only 15 miles away. Obviously, she must have adjusted to camp life. Having a wonderful time. I mean, just be grateful.
Yes, but since we're not allowed to visit her, I'll be glad to get a postcard. I had the postcards all addressed to us and stamped and everything. All she has to do is scribble a note and mail it. It's ready to be sent to her.
Well, you stop worrying. The important thing is she must be fine.
I know. Oh, by the way, speaking of important things.
Huh?
You had a phone call before you got home. Some man, he hoped you'd be home tonight.
Who?
He's going to drop over. He said it was very important.
Oh, golly, I don't like the sound of that.
What do you mean?
One of the things I've learned about life is that when people say they want to see you because it's important, it's usually important to them, not to you. And if this guy who called is the same one I've been avoiding at the office, he wants to borrow money. What was his name?
Well, I forgot. I wrote it on the phone book. You better go in and look, dear.
Will you please come here and look? I can't find it.
What's the matter?
You said the name of the man who called said it was important and he's dropping over tonight.
Yes, I wrote his name on the phone book.
Where? Look at the cover of this phone book. Look at this. You expect me to find anything on
it? I know it is rather a mess. Let's see.
Honestly.
Oh, goodness, I don't know. It's half the numbers I've written down here.
There are more numbers on the book than there are in the book.
Now, turn it around again. Let me see. Well, here I've just written Mary and a phone number. Mary who, do you suppose? Here.
Got it.
Look down here.
What?
Leonard Weekly.
Weekly? Bob, yeah. That's right. But just as I thought, he's been calling me at the office, and I have left permanent word that I am out.
Well, I've never heard of him. Who is he?
He's the guy in charge of the locker room at the golf club, and I'm just not going to fall for his hard luck stories anymore. He has borrowed money from me right and left. He's never paid one penny back. Never.
Why do you keep lending it to him?
Well, I keep saying I won't, but you've never heard anybody that can pour it on the way he can. Tears in his eyes, his kiddies are sick, his wife is sick, the mortgage is due. I don't know. He's got all the problems of the world piled on his shoulders. Nobody else has any problems but him. I wind up shelling out another $25. That's what happened.
$25? How much does he owe you?
No, I lost track after I realized I wasn't ever going to get any of it back. I gave up. I mean...
Well, why don't you just ask for it back?
I have just asked for it back. At least I used to, but he's just got another hard luck story. Oh!
What?
Say, look,
what's
there's
that?
A car turning in the drive. Now, look, I am not here. I am not here.
Wait a minute. I am not going to lie for you.
Yes.
You will just tell him no, you're not going to lie.
Look, you haven't heard this guy. Now, look, don't let him talk you into lending him any money. Now,
I don't have anything in my purse. But come back here.
I'm not
going to lie for you. Here he comes. Now, you'll see.
No, I'm going. Just say I stepped out and you don't know where I've gone, and that'll be the truth. I'm going out the back way.
Hurry up. You'll see you through the screen door. Yes?
Mrs. Piper?
Yes.
I'm Leonard Weekly. I phoned before.
Oh, Leonard Weekly. Yes, I think you did. And, yes, and I did tell my husband that you called and that you said it was important, but something came up. He just stepped out, and I don't know where he's gone.
Oh, I see. Well, I did want to see him.
Yes, well, I just couldn't say. I mean, I just don't know when he'll be back.
I see. Well, look, it's rather important to me to see him. Would you mind if I waited for him?
Well, I really just don't know when he'll be back.
Well, I don't mind. I don't mind waiting.
Yes, well, come in then. Perhaps you'd like to wait out on the porch here. It's much cooler.
Yeah, thank you.
Well,
you certainly have a lovely... Thank you. have a lovely home here. It's the kind of house that my wife and me always dreamed about having. But things have been kind of tough for us.
Oh.
The last time I nearly got on my feet, the place we had burned down. It wasn't much, but when you got five kids, a roof of any kind is pretty nice to have.
Oh, yes, well, I should say, well, that is terrible. Of course, I suppose you were lucky you all got out in time, really.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. But it was right after that that my littlest one was knocked down by a hit-and-run driver. We almost lost him.
Oh.
He was in the hospital for months.
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Wickman. I'm so sorry.
Your husband never mentioned me, I guess.
No, he has.
Yeah, that's it. You know, that is just like him, you know?
Well,
I tell you, Mrs. Piper, you're married to just about the greatest guy in the world.
Many a time.
I don't know what we'd have done, Mrs. Piper, but I hadn't been for him. If he hadn't tided us over, and never once did he even remind me.
Yes, well,
I kept track. Every penny. And I kind of wanted to give him back his $342 in person. But maybe being sentimental would embarrass him, huh?
$342?
You just tell him I finally got my chicken farm on its feet, and, well, as my wife said, that Mr. Piper's a prince in disguise.
Well, I
guess I'll go on. I got some chicken and eggs in the car for you. I'll bring them in. And any time you want them, you just let me know.
Yes, Mr. Wakely. Mr. Piper, instead of crouching down outside the porch eavesdropping, I suggest you go around to the front door and pretend that you just got home.
Yes. Oh, golly, all right.
Well, there he goes, the man who thinks you're the greatest guy in the world. I'm so glad you got home in time to hear him tell you.
Look, I just don't want to talk about it, if you don't mind. I feel like a heel.
When he said that you had given him $342 that he was paying back, I was speechless. I thought myself you were a prince in disguise. How could you lend somebody that much without my even knowing about it?
I don't know. I didn't know it myself. It happened over the years, ever since before Betsy was born. She's nine. Isn't she nine?
Yes.
Frankly, I began to feel like a chump when he never paid any back. I just thought, never again. You know, I honestly thought I'd never see a penny of what I'd given him. Of course, now you can misjudge people, huh? I just thought it was a piker, you know?
Instead of even telling you he was saving bit by bit to pay back everybody, he waited until he could hand it all to you with a little speech about how wonderful you are and you... Oh, when I think of you crouching down there outside the park.
Okay. You think he saw me? Think he knew that I was out there hiding from him?
No, I was sitting by the screen. He was over there, and when he brought in the chickens and eggs, I had him bring them to the kitchen so you could sneak in the front door.
Yeah. Look, I think I'll just go for a little walk.
All right. And, dear, despite everything, I think you're pretty wonderful, too.
Oh. Yeah, I'm a great guy. What if he dropped by when I was weeding the garden and I'd said not another penny before he even got his mouth open?
Oh, you would never have said that. Now, stop reproaching yourself. Never would you have said that to anybody.
How often we misjudge people,
huh? Ain't it the truth, dear?
Yeah.
Now, go take a walk and I'll fix some lemonade, honey.
Yeah.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.